During his visit to Juba on December 3rd, Kenyan President William Ruto announced South Sudanese goods imported through the Kenyan port of Mombasa are free to be cleared at the freight terminal South Sudanese traders prefer.
The government of Kenya has now clarified our position that goods out of the port of Mombasa can be cleared either in Mombasa, in Nairobi, or Naivasha. There are no restrictions on your business, people, and your traders on where they clear goods.
The South Sudan Freight and Forwarders Association embraced the move. Daniel Chol, General Manager for the South Sudan Freight and Forwarders Association, says where goods are cleared in Kenya affects prices of goods in South Sudan. He says clearing South Sudan-bound cargo in Mombasa is good for all South Sudanese.
Not only South Sudan Forwarders Association, as a business community in Mombasa, that one is good too with the citizens of South Sudan because there is no double charges for Mombasa to Juba, because when the thing are in Nairobi, the traders are paying the double for transporting the thing from Mombasa to Nairobi and from Mombasa to South Sudan. That one is very positive to the traders.
In July, the South Sudan Freight and Forwarders Association clashed with the Customs Division over the transfer of South Sudan cargo from the port of Mombasa to Nairobi. In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, the association said the Commissioner of South Sudan Customs Division, Major General Akola Yi, had unilaterally transferred the clearing of South Sudan transit cargo from the port of Mombasa to Nairobi Freight Terminal, accusing him of nepotism. Aye denied the charge. Chol says South Sudanese consumers and business owners will see a big change once South Sudan cargo is cleared in Mombasa.
I told you last time, during the transfer of the terminal from Mombasa to Nairobi, I told you this one is going to increase the dollar and is going to increase the charges of the commodities in the market. And this has happened right now. As you know, the dollar now, the rate of the 67 or 68, but I'm sure when the work is start for Mombasa, the thing has been cleared for Mombasa, and from Mombasa to Juba, the dollar will be reduced up to the minimum of the 43 or 50.
South Sudanese car importer Kai Malwal says Kenya's offer to give South Sudan a dry port in Mombasa is good news for everybody.
When you have a good coming outside the country, they give you 9 days. After 9 days, there is what is called C&F, which is a place for those of the Kenya Revenue Authority. You go there, you put your thing there, either it is a car or a container. After 9 days, they charge you according to the fee that you have it. They calculate according to the matter. How many meters? It is 2 meters, 3 meters, they calculate accordingly. But if they give land to South Sudanese, it's good. You can go there. It's the South Sudanese that will charge you. But I don't know how much they charge per day.
Like other landlocked African countries, South Sudan uses the port of Mombasa to import most goods. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.